Tonight I'd like to think about because of
muted.
Next week we're not gonna get together because of the Yontif of Shavuos. Usually Parshas Bamidbar, I speak about the Yontif of Shavuos. I'd like to say a few nekudas. First of all, Yontif of Shavuos has numerous names. Number one, the Torah calls it Chag HaKotzir, the Chag of Harvesting. As it says in Shemais Kapitel Chav Gimel, the Chag HaKotzir Bikurei Maaseh HaShetizra Basodah. It's called Chag HaKotzir, the Yontif of Harvest. The second name is given is Chag HaShavuos. That's in Shemais Kapitel Amidalit. Chag HaShavuos Tasalucha. It's called Shavuos. That's the second name. Number three, in Bamidbar Kapitel Chav Ches, it's called Chag HaBikurim. Yom HaBikurim Ba'akrivchem Mincha Chadosha. Why is it called Chag HaBikurim? Because you bring the Shtei Alechem, that's the first carbon brought on the Mizbeach after Nisan from the new crop. That's why it's called Chag HaBikurim. The fourth name, which is not Min HaTorah, is Atzeres. The Chachamim called it like that. You find them in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah in the first parak. Ba'atzeres nidainim al ha'peiros. On Shavuos we are judged on fruits. The Chazal called it Atzeres. The fifth name, which we say in Tefillah, we say Vatitan lanu es Chag HaShavuos hazeh zman matan terisei. So again, five names. Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaBikurim, Atzeres, which the Chachamim gave it, and in Tefillah, he says, man, matin, terri, say. I would just like to sell the on two of those names. Chag HaKotzir is the Chag of the Harvest. Ki desiv Chag HaKotzir v'kurei ma'asecha asher tizra basoda. What's the significance of the fact that it's Chag HaKotzir? Pasuk, you would say, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the harvest, even though this harvest we're not going to be able to use till next year, when we bring the Minchas HaOmer, even though we're not going to be able to use it, but the fact that we harvested it, we have to be thankful to Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we have a crop, and we're harvesting it. Baruch Hashem, we thank Hashem. We're grateful to Hashem for that. But the emphasis is the Maralmi Prat, Buras Hashem, Perek Arbon Rishisha says that we find that the three regalim are associated with the fields. Pesach is called Chag HaOviz, the Chag of the Blossoming. It's in Chodesh HaOviz. Shavuos is Chag HaKotzir. And Sukkot is Chag HaOsev, it's the time of gathering. What's the pshat? Why are the Yom Tovim associated with the different stages of the bounty in the field? Zot Maral, that each one of the stages down here represents a higher relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Chodesh HaOviv represents one Madrega. Chag HaKotzir represents the second Madrega. And Chag HaOsev is the highest Madrega. Chodesh HaOviv, just like the plants blossom down here, the grain blossoms down here, we just blossomed as a nation when we came out of Mitzrayim. Chodesh HaOviv. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just beginning to blossom. And that's the tzura that we have on Pesach. As others, as a blossoming nation, just beginning, but we have not reached shleimus yet. Chag HaKotzir, so the bounty has already grown. The tilla was attached to the ground, it was getting unika. It's getting the nourishment from the ground. But once it's reached its full potential, it's fully grown, now it gets harvested. That represents the Madreig of Klal Yisrael in its shleimus. Because Eyes right now, we're accepting the Torah. That is Mashal and Klal Yisrael. And that is going with the Chag HaKotzir. When the Tfuah is full, it gets harvested. But we're not completely there yet. Chag HaOsev is the ultimate. Just like down here, the person that works on the field gathers in his Tfuah, and now he has it stored for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers us in, and Hediyani El Beis HaMelech, he brought us into the house of the king, and it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu celebrating each other's presence and the fact that we're together. So that's the highest Madreig of Beikus, that is represented by Chag HaOsev. fear, that the harvest is done when the fruits have reached their shleimus. Right? When the fruits have reached their shleimus, that is when the harvest is done, and that is Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael has reached its shleimus. The second name I'd like to speak about is Chag HaShavuos. The Chag HaShavuos Ta'asulukha, that's the Shemois, Kapitul Amidal Tosichot Deis. The Matan Moshe, in Siman Tov Reish Savi, explains, why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? Because of the 7 weeks that we count before it, and on the 50th day, it's a Chag for Hashem and for His Torah. So in other words, the Yontif is called Chag HaShavuos not because of today, it's called Chag HaShavuos because of the 7 weeks that preceded that we count. As I said, the Matamash, which is a heuristical strange thing. You would think that you call a Yontif on the name of what it in of itself represents, not by the 7 weeks that preceded it. Rav Elia Lopkan, Zechatavi Bekodesh Lebracha, says, because all of the Madregas that we are Zeich to on Shavuos, it's all a culmination of the Achana that we put into it. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is true to Kemashmoy, the 7 weeks of Achana that we put into it. If you put Achana in, then the Shavuos has a lot more meaning. If we don't put Achana in, it has less meaning. Therefore, it's called Shavuos, yes. I'll shame the 7 preceding weeks. That we invested in it now pays the dividends in our Zeikas Vashem on the Yontif of Shavuos. Our Chaim HaKadosh has a sefer called Tur Barekes. And over there he writes, Shavuos is from a lashon of Shavua. Hashem swore He's not going to exchange us for any other nation. And we swore that we're not going to exchange HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that came about by Matan Torah. The Torah is Ki Yodua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosen, and Klal Yisrael is the Kala, and the Torah is the Ksuva. So on this day when we will Makabal on ourselves Matan Torah, and we have the Chosen between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chag HaShavuos, Hashem made a Shua not to exchange us, and we make a Shua not to exchange HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's said over in the name of the Gra, that the name of Shavuos includes all of the name. The Shin of Shavuos is Shavuos. The Beis is Bikurim, Chag HaBikurim. The Ayin is Atzeres, and the Tav is Torah. So Shavuos is Rosh HaTevis, Shavuos, Bikurim, Atzeres, Torah. It includes all the names inside. So much for the names of the Yontif. Last year, day or two before Shavuos, I was in Muncie House Squares. So Uri Nagel told me an interesting anecdote. He said there was a Talmud learning in Lakewood. It was a Satmar Chassid. Went over to Rabban and he asked him Rishus if he can go to Williamsburg for Shavuos to be by the Satmar Rebbe. Rabban told him, basically Shavuos is Matan Torah, Matan Torah is Har Sinai. Har Sinai is done in the yeshiva, we learn a whole year. The fellow told the Baron, "How see I could be over here, but Moshe Rabbeinu was in Williamsburg." So Baron had a know from it. I don't know if he gave him rishus. Probably did. He had a know from the quip. But I remember he gave me a taiva to learn through the Satmar Rebbe's Torah on Shavuos. A kid to Amaisa, I wasn't aware then that they had just come out with his sefer on Shavuos. I bought that after Shavuos. I went through some of his Torah on Chumash. He says over a very nice pshat. It says, "By ye koil hashoifer, hoylech bechozak ma'ay." The koil hashoifer was very strong. Moshe yedaber, Moshe would speak, ve'alekim yanenu bekoil. Now Hashem would answer him with a voice. The Satmar Rebbe says, "Sadly, because the Rebbe was medayik. Why does it say Moshe yedaber loshen osid, ve'alekim yanenu?" He would answer in Loshen Osid. Well, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this down already, this had happened already. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have written it in the past tense. It should have said, Moshe Diber, V'Holikim Anahu Bekoil. That's what it should have said. But it says, Moshe Yedaber Loshen Osid, V'Holikim Yanenu also Loshen Osid. And also, what does it mean, V'Holikim Yanenu Bekoil? He answered him with a voice. What is that word voice? What is that voice over like it's extra. The Satmar Rebbe says like this. Satmar Rebbe says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, there's no question that the words of Hashem are nitzchi. Because Hashem goes on forever. His words are nitzchi. His words are eternal. And the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu's words, because Moshe Rabbeinu, what he was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking through his, you know, Medaber Mitzvah Groinai, to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time, his words were also eternal. There's no question that the great tzaddikim throughout the generation, on Shavuos, they're zoichet to hear Me'ein that voice, because the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nitzchi, and it goes on every Shavuos, every Matan Torah. The great tzaddikim were always able to hear that voice. And even the pshutei ha'am that are not mamish able to hear, but in a certain way ingrained in their neshamas is that voice, they feel a special kiddushin. So that's the pshat over here. And everybody will see his madreig. That's why the Torah says in B'loshon Asid, Moshe yidaber v'olakim yanenu v'koil. Because it's not only going on what happened by that Maimon Har Sinai, is going on what happens by every single Maimon Har Sinai. To the future, if a person tries hard enough, he's able to feel that Kedusha. Now, that's a chelik of what we just said before, that Chag HaShavuos is called Al Shem, the 7 weeks of Hakana that we put into it. Chag HaShavuos is a culmination of that. Whatever we put into it, we're able to hear that koil and feel that Kedusha. That is one nekuda that he brings down. The second nekuda that he brings down is also tied to this ha'ara. The Medrash Rabbah, Shemesh Rabbah, Kapitel Koftes, quotes a pasuk: Hashama, Om Koil Elokim Medaber. Is there any nation that heard the voice of Hashem speaking? So the Medrash over there says that the Apikursim asked Rav Simloy a question. He says, there's many gods. There are many gods. So what are you talking about? Why do you say that? She says, it says, Hashama Koil Elokim, Lashon Rabbah. If it was only one God, it should have said Koil Kael. Why does it say Elokim Lashon Rabbah? He told him that. So Rai, it says, Hashama Koil Elokim Medaber. It says Lashon Yachid. So obviously he's talking about one God. So when the Apikursim left, the Simoyes Talmidim asked him, them you were able to push off as easily. But with the mice, it says Lashon Rabbah. What are you going to do with that? Why does it say Elokim Lashon Rabbah? He answered them back, the reason why it says Elokim Lashon Rabbah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered in many different voices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with every single Yid. And every single Yid is different. Kishen Shein Patsu, Fein Shavuos. Just like no two people look alike, Kachin Dei Shein Shavuos. They have different personalities, they have different genetic makeups, both physically and spiritually. They have different capabilities. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship with each one according to his chemical makeup, each one according to his ability. That's why it says Koil Elokim. Each one, he appears as a different Rabbeinu Shleilam, tailor-made l'fi the koyches of that person. That's Al Pi the Mefarshim and that Medrash. So that's the pshat we see over here, that Bizman Matan Tereseinu, Hashem wanted to speak to every single generation. That's why it says Moshe Yedaber V'Elokim Ya'anenu to every single generation. And if we are hachonas that we put into it, we are zeichet to that. But not only to every single generation, every single person in that generation. Koil Elokim, many Elokims, because Hashem wants to have relationships with every single individual because He loves us that much. Yaakov Galinsky brings down a mice. The year was 1950. Topshin Yud. That year, there was a big influx of Yidden from Tayman, from Yemen, coming to Eretz Yisrael. Big influx. And Yaakov Galinsky once came into the Chazon Ish, wanted to speak there. And he sees the Chazon Ish is deeply engrossed in an old Sefer Torah. He was so engrossed, Arangitan, he didn't notice that Ryanka was there. So Galinsky's waiting and waiting and waiting. It's come out an hour, he's waiting there. So finally, the Chazon Ish picks his head up, and there was simcha mamish shining from his face. His face exuded such simcha. It was like there was light coming out of his eyes. Simcha rabba. So Yaakov worked up the courage to ask him, l'simcha mazu oise, like, why is the Rebbe so besimcha? The Chazanish answered that the Teimanim have a Kabbalah, that when the Nevi'im were warning about Churban Bayis Rishayim, and they were warning about the impending Golus, so their Kehillah picked themselves up before any Tzorah started, and they went, and they moved, and they ended up in Yemen, and that's where they planted themselves, and that's where they started their community, 2,500 years ago. That's their Kabbalah. This Sefer Torah that they brought with them from Yemen, according to the Amazira, is from the beginning of their settling in Yemen. It means this Sefer Torah is 2,500 years old. I asked them if they could maybe show it to me, and they brought it here to me. I was my iron in the Sefer Torah. Every single letter that we have today was around back then. And every single letter that was around back then, we have today. Halfway of a fella, 2,500 years, 2.5 millennia passed, and every single letter in the Sefer Torah, thousands upon thousands of letters, are all exactly the same. Ashreinu matoyim chalkeinu, Ashrei Am Shekach Aloy, the nation that has a Torah, that hasn't changed, that its Messiah is one long shalshelus, one long chain for thousands of years, and it was really like that all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai, from Messiah Yeshua, Ashrei Am Shekach Aloy. As I just said, that if you have the Kayach now, you would get up and dance with the Sefer Torah. Yaakov Galinsky says that made him think about a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sefer Sanhedrin, "My apikoyrus, what is an apikoyrus that doesn't have a chelik in olam haba? For oimer my ahani li rabbanon, what do the rabbanon help me? May olam lo yamru oirev mutter. They never said that a raven is mutter to eat. The yaino ben yaino aser. They never said a ben yaino is aser. So Yaakov is. That's their complaint. That's their complaint." That the Chachamim never said that an Oyrev is Mutter or a Ben Yoyin is Asher. And what happens if they would have said that? What would you have gained from it? You still have one bird is Mutter, one bird is Asher. You just would have switched the birds, that's all. Second of all, even the Goyim don't eat a raven. A raven is tasteless. It's hard meat, has no time whatsoever. And a Ben Yoyin does have time. So what are they complaining about? This is their complaint. The Terrace is, they're not really interested and a raven over a Ben Yoina, they're interested in change. They never change anything. Everything is the same old, same old, same old, same old. It's all the same for thousands of years. Why do they want change? Because they're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with their Masa B'chaim. If you don't have Ruchnis, if you don't have Torah, if you don't have that connection to Hashem, then of course you can't be happy. Change, change, change for the sake of change. Dr. Yankiv, Adarabba, Adarabba, that is our gaiva. That is what we brag about. We didn't change. That same Oyer that's been usher for thousands of years is still us. And that same Ben Yoina that's mutter for thousands of years is still mutter. That is our gaiva. The Chofetz Chaim brings down a Moshe de Gazein. It says in Parshas Bereishis, by Yivra es Hataninim Gidoyim, Hashem created the big fish. Rashi quotes the Chazal that these big fish are the Leviathan and his wife. Now, for the Baruch Hu saw that the world is not going to have a keel, if those two were around, if those two multiply, the world cannot survive. So what did he do? He killed the Nekeva, and he salted the Nekeva, and he's going to serve it, you know, also loved by the suit of Tzaddik, and he's going to serve the Nekeva. Like the Chofetz Chaim, that he had to kill the Nekeva Kemavashtay. But he has to serve her, the Tzadikim lost his love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lacking fresh fish in the sea to serve the Tzadikim. To felt fresh food to serve the Tzadikim, that he has to preserve something from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. The fish is going to be carved to 6,000 years old. Why? Why not fresh fish? Dr. Chofetz Chaim, I'm Yidikazach. It's a Dabar Yadua that whatever was originally created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly had a special kaya, not only in taste, had an amazing, amazing flavor created directly by Hashem, not only in its nutritional value, but of course in Ruchnius. The food had a Ruchnius, the Gekayach, if it's created directly by the mouth of Hashem, by the word of Hashem, that's tremendous Kiddush. It comes directly from Hashem. But everything else that came off as offspring, the coming generations, that already is removed from Hashem. Even though Zohar Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechaz B'chol Yom Tov, it's Ma'as Bereishis. He recreates the Ma'as Bereishis every generation. But it's not the same. Because the first generation he created totally by himself. The next generation of fish already comes, of course Hashem recreates it, but it comes with the help of a father and a mother. The father fertilizes, and the mother, you know, she has the eggs. It comes with their help, their shutrin in it. Once their shutrin in it already, so it compromises, it dilutes, it adulterates the kayach of the fish. Hashem, if he's there. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu salted the dafkin, the levios of the original, because there's nothing like the original. Not in taste, not in nutrients, not in ruchni yizdike value. Same thing, the Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving yayin ha-meshumer, wine which is guarded in the grave, misheshes yimei bereish. He's saving it from the tzaddikim loves and loving. Why? What's so special? Teretz is the same thing. That is the original, that's what Hashem created. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, is there anything around today that's original that we could be nehena from? Is such a Messias found? Dr. Chofetz Chaim, Vada, yes, the Torah. The Torah was created directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, Anoichi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Avkuf Hei, is Nutrikin. Rosh Hashanah, Ano Navshi Ksovis Yahav. I myself wrote the Torah and I gave it to you. It's the original, it's given straight from Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim. Ma, the Bagashmi is the Kinyon. Bagashmi is the things of fish or grapes. The original makes such a difference in all aspects. When it comes to Ruchnias, something that comes directly from Hashem, Kalvachimer, Ben Benoishel, Kalvachimer, a thousand times over. How much it makes the difference that it has the original. And we have that original today. We have that original, and if food, that's the original, could elevate a person because of its koyach ruchni, palvachayna, the Torah itself, how it could transform a person, how it could elevate a person, how it could make him much better. Palvachayna ben benoshel palvachayna. We find a chilik in the nusach between Birchas HaTorah on the Sefer Torah in Shul and the Birchas HaZimun. At Birchas HaTorah in Shul, it says, Baruch Hu, the person that may ask the Aliyah says, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavayim. He uses the name Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, which is Midas HaRachem. On the other hand, by benching, it's Novarech Leiloi Kenu Shachalmu Mishaloi, Midas HaDin. The question is, why is there a change of name? Why is it when we bench Hashem by Torah, it's Yudkei Vavkei? And when we bench Hashem by Birchas Hamazon, it's Midas Adin. So the Tosfos Yontif, in the seventh perek of the Septus Brachos, I believe it's Mishnah Dalet, he explains like this. By Birchas Hamazon was talking about food. Shuras Adin Neisenes, logic dictates. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, he's mechuyev to give us mezainus. Because if he created us, it means he wants us to live. If you want us to live, you have to give us mezainus. Logic dictates that. Therefore, since Shuras HaDin does that, the Ikra HaDin is like that, if I mention we say Nevarech Leilokeinu, the shame of Din. But by Torah, Ikra HaDin, Hashem is not mechuyev to teach us Torah. A melech is mechuyev to teach his ways to the hamayinam. Where do you find such a thing? And for haraya, you see that Shuras HaDin does not do that. You see all the nations of the world didn't receive the Torah. It's only Klal Yisrael. So why is it that we receive the Torah? is because Hashem loves us, is the greatest chesed he wants to do with us. Chavivin Yisrael shenitnu lahem klei chemda. Klal Yisrael is chaviv, that the klei chemda has been given to them. The vessels, the coveted, desired vessels. So in Birkas HaTorah before Kriyashma, we say, Ahava Rava Haftanu, and then we speak about the Torah, because Hashem gave it to us, we say Ahava. Same thing, Ahava Soilim, by Myra we say it. It came because of Ahava, it came because of Midas HaChesed, the Melu we say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach, with Midas HaRachman. As I learned, the Tais is Yantin. Now, that shows you the tremendous Ahava that Hashem wants. So number one, we brought down Hashama Kolele Kimlosh and Rabbin. Hashem wants to have the relationship with each and every individual. And Hashem wants it with every generation. Moshe Yadaber Losh and Us is for every single generation. And then again, you see over here the Midas Ahava. Or who is Hashem Hamavira? Again, you see the Midas Ahava. Hashem wants that relationship with each and every one of us. I once said over this ma'aseh, but it's kedai to say over again because it fits in with what we just said. The Torah is not the nachla of any one individual. The Torah is the nachla of every individual. Every single yachid, lefi is madrega, lefi is level, whether it's the highest, the greatest Talmud Chacham, or someone that's just a beginner. Hashem wants each and every one of them. I once probably said the ma'aseh more than once, but it fits in with what we're saying right now. There's a yid by the name of Rav Moshe Plushat, who lives in Brooklyn. I believe the ma'aseh took place in Camp Morris. He learned in the, you know, there's a kollel over there in Camp Morris in the summer. And there was a fellow that came into Camp Morris to the Beis Medrash, a modern-looking fellow. He came in with his art scroll gemara, and he sat down to learn. After the Seder was over, this Rabbi Plutchak, he hopped the schmooze with him, and he befriended him. And every day they would schmooze back and forth, good, fine. They built a relationship. And one day this man told Rabbi Plutchak that he received bad news. He had been diagnosed with Yenna Machlin a while back, and now he just found out that it was coming back, Rahman al-Islam. He tried giving him chizuk, and he saw the man was perplexed. He says, "What's bothering you?" He says, "You know," he says, "I don't really know how much my learning makes a difference to Hashem. So maybe you're a Rebbe, these people in Kailo, they sit and learn all the time. But me, I'm just a plain person, I'm just an average Joe. I can't say that my learning is at great depth. So does my learning really make a difference? Hashem." So Moshe said he had siyata d'shmaya. He had just heard a story a few days before. And he told over this story. There's a famous conductor by the name of Arturo Toscanini, one of the famous world-class composers and also leaders of symphony orchestras. He was a conductor of a symphony orchestra. And there was somebody that was writing a biography about him. And he used to come to his house every couple of weeks to interview him and to find out about his life and to find out about his interests. And for sake of, you know, this fellow who was writing about him also had an interest in music. One day he calls up Toscanini, "Can I come over tonight?" The Toscanini says, "No, tonight's not a good night because he's going to be listening on the radio on an FM station to a Philadelphia Philharmonic Orchestra. He wants to hear how they do a certain piece, and he doesn't want to be disturbed." So the writer says, "Adarab, I'm not going to disturb you. I just want to watch you as you listen in. I want to observe you, Bishas. I said, get a picture of what it's like, the way you listen to an orchestra." Okay, he invited him over. Came the given time, he turns it on, and they're listening. It took a full hour. Then afterwards, Toscanini asks him, "What did you say to him?" He said, "Beautiful, gorgeous, it was Gavaldi." "And what does the maestro have to say about it?" He says, "They did a good job, but it was missing two violins. Two violins were missing from the piece, and you could tell." "What? You could tell that two violins..." violins, you're missing out like 100-something instruments, you're able to tell? Well, yeah, it was obvious. The writer couldn't believe it. And he wasn't lazy. He found out the conductor of this orchestra, and he gave him a call. And he asked him, were all the instruments present by this piece? He said, actually not. We were missing two violins. He flipped out. How is it possible that Toscanini was able to hop this on the radio? He went back to him and he asked him, how in the world are you able to tell the difference? He says, you don't understand. He says, you're a layman. You have an appreciation of music, but you're not a professional. So you can't really tell one violin's missing, two violins are missing, but I am the conductor. I lead the orchestra. I have to have an ear for every single instrument in the orchestra to see how they combine and how they work together in tandem. And if there's even one or two instruments missing, I am able to tell. Rabbi Plutchak told him, down here, you have a lot of people learning. People might not realize if one or two people are missing. But up there you have the conductor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the master conductor. And to him, even if one or two people are missing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he misses every single individual, and he craves that every single individual should learn Torah. This gave him tremendous chizuk, and he sat and learned. You know, he kept the siddurim. Unfortunately, he was nifter in the winter. And Rabbi Plutchak went to be Menachem Avil the Mishpach. The Mishpach told him, you don't know what your words meant for him. Because every night he would come home, and he would sit down to learn, and he would say, I'm doing it for the conductor. That's the lesson that we have to take. Shvu Isman Matan Tereseinu is given to each and every one of us. Not only to the whole Klal Yisrael, but each one has his own personal Matan Torah. And the way we prepare, and we have another week to prepare tonight, is Matan Tereseinu in a week. The way we prepare, and the way we spend our Shvuas, we could build that personal relationship with the conductor up in Shemayim. Everybody should please have a good Shabbos, and everybody should have a Freilich and Kosher and Yontif. Zayis Gesunt, good night.
Unmuted.
Oh, yeah.
A good Shabbos.
Shabbos.